Hi there, welcome to Module 12, our newest lesson, which is social media do's and don'ts. Well, I think I've learned a lot about social media over the last 15, 16 years, but there are some steadfast rules that I would adhere to that I think are really important no matter whether you're a plumber or whether you're a medium. And then there are some things that I think are very specific to the fact that you are a spiritual business and you are a medium that I think I want to cover in this lesson, or that I will cover in this lesson as well. Okay, so the do's and don'ts of social media. So the first thing is, I think, is don't be selfish. And what does it mean to be selfish in social media? It means selfish social businesses only talk about themselves. So if you look down your stream of social media posts, you only see promotions about your business and sales from your business and things that directly are reflected on you. And so that looks very selfish in the world of social media. And though I know that you are trying to promote yourself, I think that you also have to be giving and caring to other people that are out there and sharing their stuff and talking about them and helping to promote them. And it allows people to see you as being someone who's human, because honestly, think of social media like you're just sitting down to have a chat with a good friend. I think that's one of the biggest things that I can tell you is be real and don't be fake. I think it's very important to be who you are. And I've learned that over the last couple of years in my business, that when I'm very frank and I'm very honest with people, through the good, the bad, and the ugly, I think things have just felt more authentic and genuine to me. In the beginning, I was getting a lot of help from outsiders who were telling me, don't say this, don't share this, don't post that. No, forget about it. We're so past that. We're so exposed as a human race right now after everything we've been through the last couple of years. People want to know that you have problems just like them, that you struggle just like them, and that you celebrate just like them. And I think that's the biggest thing, is to really be real and be who you are, but also to share and talk about other people and to help promote them and to help encourage them. And I think that's very important. The other thing is add value. Social media is about adding value to other people's lives, to be interesting and add value to your customers' lives. So your goal is to make people crave the content that you want to share with them. So don't think like, oh, I can't give that away for free, or I don't want to tell people how to become a medium, or I don't want to share tips with how to connect with spirit because I'm worried they won't take my courses, or I'm worried they won't want to get a reading from me. I promise you they will. The more free readings that you do live on Facebook and the more connections you make, the larger the audience is going to grow. Don't take shortcuts. Nothing in life comes for free. Do not buy followers. That is the biggest, most foolish and farce that I've ever seen or come across. Do not buy followers, ever. Not ever, 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 ever. That's not okay. You can't do that. You have to have authentic followers, and that's what you want. If you're just wanting to draw any client to you, which was a big mistake that I made in my own business, and you're not being selective about the clients that you want to bring forward, that's going to create some big problems. Focus where it counts. So focus on, you know, if you try and be everything, like I want to be a medium and I want to be a Reiki master and I want to be a psychic and I want to be a tarot card reader and I want to be a massage therapist. And if you're trying to just like scatter information, that's exactly what your clients are going to feel. Your followers, they're going to feel scattered information. If you focus on exactly the value and what you want to tell them, think about your social media as your billboard. You wouldn't spend money on the billboard in the middle of the city if your business, like let's say, oh, I'm going to post a huge billboard in Vancouver, but my business is in Edmonton. Where is your business? Who are these people that you're speaking to? What is your followers? Where are they? Who do you want to drive to you? And focus on that. Don't steal content. If you have a quote and it's not yours, then give the credit for where and who the quote is. Stealing is wrong. That's it. There's the moral aspect of stealing, and you're putting that energy out there. You're telling the universe that you're not creative enough to come up with something on your own. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with sharing other people's quotes. I think it's amazing. But you also have to come up with your own stuff. Don't steal images. post your big toe. I mean, if you have something to talk about it that's relevant, but just by being honest about who you are, that draws the right people to you. If you steal images and you try and be somebody else, and if you're just constantly posting someone else's content, you're going to draw their people to them. And then where are you? Where are your people? Next thing I would say is be authentic. Again, I just keep going back to this. Be who you are. People are going to love you or they're not. And the people that aren't, they shouldn't be on your page anyways. Because if they are, then those are the people that say and do nasty things on social media, which we know can also be a cesspool. So face it, you just gotta draw the people to you that you're authentic. And you know what? I see my social media as my house. I don't let anybody come in my house and talk down to me or call me names. So if someone is, just hit block. Just don't even deal with it. Don't comment. Don't respond. Just hit block. Goodbye. File. Moving on. The other thing is to make sure that you nurture your social media. There's going to be people that are going to say, only post once a day. Only post twice a day. Oh my God, post 7 times a day. You know what? Post when it feels authentic to you. Don't let it go to sleep. If you miss a day, don't panic. And if you post 3 in a day, don't panic either. Do what feels right for you and trust your intuition. A lot of people will tell you that, you know, you should run trials and tests and take out ads. You know what? I'm not usually about that. I'm usually about organic growth, but I'm also about watching the times that you're getting more comments. Watch the times that you're getting more traffic on your posts. You know, is it good to post at 8 o'clock in the morning or is it good to post at 10 o'clock in the morning? When are your followers online? You'll start to see that based on when people comment, when they share, and when they engage with you. Don't expect the world if you don't want to give the world. So social media is a two-way stream. So you have to give it and to get it. So to give your audience value, the other things you want, then when it's time to ask for favors, you're not going to be perceived as selfish. So you have to follow other people. You have to like comments. You have to thank people for commenting. You have to engage. Again, it's like having a conversation. Having a conversation. One of the other things is that I used to let my employees write all my social media. Don't do that. It doesn't look like you. I don't care how good someone thinks that they know you. It really needs to be you. It needs to be authentic. Now, don't get me wrong. You can post your social media, 10 days in advance and give it to your people that work for you, or you can set it in to lots of different systems that you can go online and set it up so that it posts 10 days later when you want it to. And there's nothing wrong with scheduling social media posts. What's wrong is that if it's not your voice and if it's not authentically you, don't be afraid of the haters. And this was a big one for me. I wanted to just like panic every time somebody said something that wasn't nice about me, or they left a bad review, or they left a bad comment. Haters are going to be out there. And the worst thing you could do is not be on social media because you're afraid to put yourself out there. And the good thing is that most of the times when you don't respond to these people, there are other people that follow you that will actually just take care of it for you. And social media is a place that portrays things based off of the photos or the things that you're willing to share. So think about it like this. Most people will take the absolute best part of their life and they'll share that. And so we've gotten used to that. We've gotten used to, oh my God, their life must be so perfect based off of what they're presenting to us. Well, my life can look pretty perfect too if I only show you the good things. If you didn't know I got into a fight with my daughter yesterday, and if you didn't know that, you know, my husband was sick, and if you didn't know this and that, I can present whatever it is that I want you to see. That's the story that I'm telling to you. You know, I think the gig is up. I think it's like people have started to realize that reality TV is not reality. I think people know that about social media, which is why I think it's important to be authentic and to share the good, the bad, and the ugly, and be honest about it. And if you make a mistake, own it. I've made lots of them. You have to own the mistakes. We're all just doing the best that we can with the knowledge that we have at the time. But don't let people shame you or point fingers at you or tell you thou shall not and don't you dare and don't you didn't. That's not what this world is about. It's about stepping in your truth, sharing your brand, and getting honest with the people that you want to help in this world about who you are and about who you aren't. I hope some of those do's and don'ts have helped. I look forward to connect. Oh, wait, before I go. As a medium, because I told you I was going to tell you some things that I think are really important as mediums and psychics that we need to share, I think it's important to continue to inspire people by telling them that heaven is not as far away as we think. And I think that there's still a lot of people out there that don't understand that and don't really get that there is a way in order for them to communicate with their loved ones. So don't fear that if you tell them how or you show them how, you're going to put yourself out of a job. I promise you won't. And I promise by doing so, that's what you can authentically feel and know, that you're actually working for and with spirit and not against them. I hope you have a great day. I look forward to connecting with you soon.